All right, everyone, let's redo this. This is the second take. Oh, it was too much hacking on the last take. Let's redo this take. All right, so I'm going to answer the emails. We've been bombarded with emails regarding the Facebook test, the counseling and that we've learned, and we've, you know, went and applied it into our life, and how does this work, and yada, yada, yada. So instead of replying all these emails, we're just going to go ahead and do an audio. Excuse me. Okay. I'll explain audio how this works and any other purpose and things. I talk about counseling and that, and I have many times before preaching once again that, you know, your internal health is just as important as your mental health, your happiness, and your mental health and happiness is just as important as your internal health, vice versa. There's also different types of counseling out there. So I think there's some confusion. There is different types of counseling. There's different type of counselors. You have psychologists. You have psychiatrists. Psychiatrists prescribe. Some people may have panic anxiety disorders, you know, something along those lines, and they need a medicine to help them, you know, live a more happier, upbeat, healthier life, you know, calmer life, you know, and they need that assistance. Sorry, I'm getting water for the fur kids. So you have psychiatrists, then you have your psychologists who cannot prescribe, but if they needed to, they can direct you to a psychiatrist, all right? Psychologists, you know, you sit down, you talk about your problems and whatnot, and, you know, yada, yada, yada. You have marriage counseling, you talk about your marriage problems. Excuse me. You have individual counseling, and then you have, like, family counseling. And family counseling can go into different dynamics. And myself and Eric had changed counselors last year, and towards the latter of last year. And we have found much success. And it's not the type of counseling where you sit down and you just talk about problems in life. It's about taking the measures to maneuver through the problems. Not necessarily what the problem is, because it's not really about what you're talking about, what problem, but how to resolve, how to be effective, how to, as I always say, adulting, how to be, you know, respectful, and how you maneuver and handle things. But most importantly, how to take the steps to reconnect, you know, with your past relationships and with people. You know, it doesn't even have to be family. It could be friends from high school, cousins, people you worked with, you know, relationships that went bad. Maybe you dated someone, or you can be married to someone and you shared children with them, and maybe you're trying to reconnect and establishing, like, you know, time between the spouses of your children or children or whatnot. It's just how to maneuver and work through problems, but the way to how to effectively move forward and what it takes and changes you need to make. And it's very in-depth counseling. It's probably the most in-depth counseling I think I've ever been through. And I love it. I really do. I love it. You know, it's changed the way that myself and Eric see things. It's changed me like every which way. It's changed me all the way down to my wardrobe. Isn't that crazy? I used to be a Victoria's Secret lounging kind of person. And I found myself actually realizing that Victoria's Secret clothing never goes out of style. The clothing, obviously, when you buy it, it never wears, you know, wears like normal clothes. And you wear it forever and never rips or anything unless you don't take care of your clothing and articles. But I've even, like, have cleaned out my closet, so to speak, in that aspect. And I've welcomed more mature pieces of clothing. And I have to say, all this stuff is just through great counseling. And it's, you know, learning to say, hey, listen, I'm ready. I'm ready to break free and go into the next step of my life. And this was my past, and that's great. But this is me and now, and this is how I like to see my future. So, long story short, we were told, let's go ahead. And we knew about this test. I mean, I call it Facebook test, but I know my counselor doesn't call it that. We go through family counseling, and, you know, instead of, like, reaching out, calling people on the phone, writing them, and, you know, hey, you know, would you like to rekindle? Let's see where we can go, our relationship. You know, where do I stand in your life? It is a Facebook test. And what it is, really, when it comes down to it, boils down to it. And this is where I've explained and have emailed a lot of you, but it's getting to the point where I just decided it's audio. Because it's easier to explain this. excuse me. It's easier to explain this on audio, and that way I don't have to keep doing the emails repetitively. Basically, as you look at your past, okay, maybe even you have conflict in your present life. I don't know. You know, everybody's different. You know, there's no right or wrong. We're asked, take the individuals that you would like to reconnect with, okay? Those you would like to bring back in your life, but you maybe not, you don't know how, or it's complex or it's complicated, and, you know, we're just looking for a solid ground to build from, you know? Or as she says, the wall wasn't built in a day, okay? Which is true. So go friend request everyone that you would like to see as part of your life, okay? Because that's the first step, is you have to know where you stand with people, you know? And I think you learn to grow, evolve, and mature, and I have like leaps and bounds. It's crazy how fast. But, you know, when you're guided and directed the right way, good things are going to happen. Definitely good things are going to happen. So we did that. And you go through to Facebook and you think just, and you know what? I had to write it down. I'm serious. I wrote mine down. Eric didn't, but I had to write mine down. You know, because I had a lot of people. So I wrote it right down. There was just maybe less than a handful of people I could not find. And I don't know if they don't have a Facebook or if they got, you know, married and the name changed. I couldn't find them. Excuse me. I could not find them, so and less than a handful is fine. And you friend request, all right? You don't go on Messenger. You just friend request. You're asking, like she said, the most sincere, genuine social media app out there is Facebook. You can't get any more legit and real than Facebook. People have to be brutally honest on Facebook. Because like she said, so many people are connected on people's Facebooks, whether it's coworkers, family members, friends, you know, one lie, you know, can set ablaze, you know, people are more truthful on Facebook, you know, and, you know, for whatever reason, you know, like she said, people are going to be real, but genuine. How and where do you stand in somebody's life? In a ballpark way, they're going to be brutally honest to let you know. You friend request someone and they ignore you. They deny you, okay? Most people, you know, and I'm going to say too, I never got a deny. I got ignored, but I didn't get a deny. And I'll be honest, I got a hell of a lot of ignore. I could laugh about it. It takes a lot to laugh about that. It doesn't hurt me. I'm glad for closure and having the power and ability to quickly know where I stand in people's lives. And regardless of how relationships come and go or what has happened, you know, it's just about being the bigger adult, taking the initiative and saying, okay, that's it. I want to know, can I rekindle these relationships and where do I stand in your life? Without asking someone, hey, where do I stand in your life? Either you stand in or you're standing out or you don't stand at all. You know, you can't be emotionally unstable doing a test like this, because I agree with Eric that this could really, you know, you have to find some serious strength, the Great Wall of China, to be able to do something like this. I didn't do it right away. Me and Eric didn't, you know. You are not going in. Hester trying to bother Cheeto for baby problems. You cannot go in with the mentality that I'm going to break in half if so-and-so doesn't respond to my friend request. You just can't. You just got to go in level-headed. which I know I personally did. And if you find yourself reconnecting and establishing past relationships, you know, it's great. If you find yourself, like I did, you know, with, you know, denied, what, I wouldn't say blocked, but it wasn't blocked, but disregarded, ignored, and that's fine too. Because the whole point of the test was knowing where do you stand with people in your life? Whether it's people from years and years ago, you know, or conflict, or just, you know, maybe relationship or friendship or whatnot did not go down right or whatever. Figure out where you stand in people's lives. And in Facebook tests, they're going to let you know. If you friend request someone you don't hear back, you pretty much assume, just assume, okay, where you know where you stand in their life. And that's fine, okay? You can't let it bother you. You just move on, you know? Take care, be well, and move on. You can't go in, actually told Eric too, you can't go in angry. You can't go in with hurt, because you could be denied across the board and not stand in anyone's life that you friend request. And that's okay too, because it's all about having the power and ability to realize where you stand in people's lives, you know? Are you adult enough to take the test? And I did. And I got a lot of just flat out ignored. And that's okay, you know? Because you have to direct your life and your energy and your time with the right people. And the people that are going to love you back, they're going to welcome you back. And even regardless, you know, I always believe, and I think I'm just in a different part of my life. I've been through a lot. And medically, I've been through more than I thought I could ever handle. And I'm going to come out beyond a titan, and I always do. Well, there's a reason for that. It's called being strong, strong-ass woman. And emotionally, I have evolved and tremendously, and getting rejected and getting ignored is not a bad thing, because I have the closure to realize, where do I stand in your life? Where do I stand in your life? Where do I stand in your life? And maybe where I stand is in their past, and I'm okay with that, because then, you know, with good counseling, you'll realize that you now have that opening to welcome someone fresh and new in your life. You know, don't dwell on the past, what happened, what is, you know. And you realize too, by doing this and welcoming and being vulnerable, you realize how strong of a mature adult you have become. God honest truth. I really did. Me and Eric did this test. And still waiting to see on some where I stand, but you know, either way, it's been great to have closure and to just keep evolving, moving forward, and growing. And if some relationships never mend, and I know where I stand and I don't stand in someone's life, then that's okay. So you got to remember, you know, I always say, when the good Lord says, okay, this is done, he's going to open this opportunity and friendships and situations along the way. And that's life in general, okay? We grow by trials, tribulations, okay? And we become wiser for it. And there's nothing wrong. I know rejection, of course, is hard. Abandonment's hard, however you take it, okay? But social media is such a big thing. And Facebook is such a huge thing that if you Facebook someone for a request and you don't hear back, you know where you stand in their life. And then it gives you the opportunity to have the closure. And most important of all, move on. And don't take it personally, please, folks. You know, like I said, you know, I welcome everyone to try this, because it's a win-win. You're not losing anything. You're really not. Maybe you're losing sleep because you're so, you know, preoccupied of, where do I stand in this person's life? And you're wondering if you ever reconnect or rekindle. You know, maybe you need that closure yourself. And maybe, you know, in the end, you do need it at the end of the day. And it may be hurtful for you, and that's fine. But I think if you feel vulnerable and you think this could really, like, and some people this could really be emotionally distraught, I suggest not to do it. And please do not do it. Please. I'm asking you. Please don't do it. But for others, you know, this could be, like myself, it was a great way to just find closure, and, you know, and you've allowed yourself the opportunity to move on. And in doing it in a mature adult way. So I hope that helps out a little bit more clarity. And the emails that have been coming like wildfire, It's life, you know? And this is a new year. This is a new you, okay? And you have that right to be as happy as you have ever been. So give yourself the test. Figure out where you stand in people's lives. And if you find out you don't stand at all, that's okay. Because there's going to be somebody standing behind you that's going to be welcoming and waiting for you.